Hello and welcome to Building Minnesota Call of Duty. Couldn't be more excited to bring you guys episode, we'll call it 1.5 here. It's not quite a full podcast, but it is a very insightful interview. My name is Ashley Glassell, aka Midnight, and today you're going to be listening to Brett Diamond, our COO here at CODMN, interviewing Coach Brian Saint on his first day at work. He was actually just brought on the day before, flew out to Minnesota, and Brett had the chance to interview Saint here in studio. So really great interview, very insightful, very excited to give you guys a listen. Don't worry though, episode 2, where we continue on our conversation from episode 1, will be uploaded shortly. It's another peek behind the curtain of Roster Mania and the building of this Call of Duty franchise. So like I said, couldn't be more excited to bring this out to you guys. Make sure to subscribe to whatever channel you're listening to this on. We're attempting to get this across all podcasting platforms, as well as the usuals, the YouTubes, and all that stuff. So anyway, appreciate you guys. Enjoy.
I'm Brett Diamond, here with Brian Saint Baraska, new head coach of the Minnesota Call of Duty team. Brian, how you feeling? Less than 24 hours on the job, and here you are in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, it feels absolutely incredible. I mean, basically everything this franchise is bringing, you know, in terms of support, infrastructure, staff is, you know, it's world class. So I couldn't be happier to be here.
Awesome. We're excited to have you. What do you think of the roster so far?
I absolutely love the roster that we currently have here at the moment. All the players are super consistent with absolutely, you know, great mindsets. They're players who focus more on the team rather than themselves. And, you know, having a team with players who have that mindset rather than players, you know, who are more self-centered is exactly who I want to be working with.
Talk a little bit about what the last few weeks have been for you, you know, watching Roster Mania unfold from the sidelines, but knowing at some point you were likely going to take hold of one of these rosters coming together?
Yeah, I mean, the last few weeks have been absolutely, you know, crazy from a stress standpoint and, you know, just everything that's been going on behind the scenes. You know, I talked to a few franchises during that time, and I mean, during my initial talks with you guys, I knew this was the place I wanted to be. Just the vision you have, you know, everything you're supplying the team with. I mean, I honestly can't think of a better franchise at the moment right now.
Yeah, it's an interesting story. Saint was one of the first coaching candidates that we talked to and had a couple conversations early on. And, you know, as anyone that's been watching our content knows, we kind of hit pause on the coaching search while we got this first core roster together. But as soon as we got that first group together, quickly turned the page and wanted to chat more with Brian, and it all came together
very,
pretty well.
Very fluently and organically.
Nice. What are you looking for as we look to fill out these next few roster spots?
Definitely want to get some players, you know, who kind of just fit the needs of the team. I mean, we already have a super solid main AR in Assault, and we have two players who are definitely more on the flexible side with Goderex and Silly. I mean, both of them can pretty much fill any style of role. So we definitely want to get a player who's, you know, more focused as being a main SMG and, you know, another gap filler to go on top of that, just so we can kind of adapt to any meta. And, you know, ideally for like the other gap filler, we definitely want someone who's a bit more of an in-game leader who can kind of, you know, lead the team in-game.
Can you talk a little bit about how you see Modern Warfare being different from Black Ops 4 and what that means for this team particularly and the guys we're putting together?
Yeah, I mean, Black Ops 4 is definitely a bit of a frantic and chaotic game. I mean, it was very fast. It was very trade heavy. With this game, it's a lot more about positioning and thinking. And, you know, all these players have been around for a long time and have played and competed in games that, you know, fit that play style. So all of them excel really well in slower games. And that's kind of the forte for every player we have on this team. And I think they're all going to play exceptionally well once the game starts rolling. So with the beta, you know, we didn't get to see too much from the game. We tested out a few weapons and tested out a few maps. There isn't too much there right now, but, you know, just the overall flow and feel of the game is, you know, it's very fluent and organic, and I think it fits the playstyle of our team extremely well.
As a coach, what are you looking forward to with the new model, with the franchise, and how are you going to bring your stamp to things?
I mean, as a coach, I'm happy to have a lot more control and, you know, authority over things come franchising. In the past, the whole scene was very player dominated. So players kind of, you know, always just pick and choose who they want as their coach. And, you know, if a coach got on like a player's bad side because they were like harping on him for something, the player could just be like, oh, yeah, we don't like our coach, get rid of him. So coming with franchising, you know, it's really nice to have a lot more authority and, you know, a lot more infrastructure, staffing, and, you know, just a whole support facility for the team to practice in and, you know, get the best quality of practice, get the best staffing, and, you know, just improve our gameplay at the highest quality.
So we got a sneak peek at the practice facility earlier. What do you think?
My jaw's pretty much on the ground. I mean, the facility you guys have in store is absolutely amazing. I haven't seen any facility like that in esports that is of this quality. I absolutely can't wait to see how it all comes together when it's finished in the near future.
We also got a look at the branding earlier. What do you think of, we can't say the name, but what do you think of the Minnesota Call of Duty team?
I think our branding and our logo is absolutely sensational, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I think we're going to have, you know, pretty much the best logo and name in the league.
I hope you like purple.
It's always been a color that fit me pretty well.
So other than our wonderful winters, what interested you about coming here to Minnesota?
I mean, pretty much just everything you guys are building with your vision, your staff, and, you know, the whole infrastructure you guys have. You all seem extremely passionate about Call of Duty and franchising, and, you know, that just means an absolute lot to me. And players you already had signed onto the team are players, you know, I absolutely love working with and look forward to working with. So you guys kind of were just the whole package for me.
Right. We're excited to have you.
And I'm extremely excited to be here.
Can you talk a little bit about the players and your history with some of them? I know you coached Silly at one point. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I coached Justin briefly in the past. Or, you know, as soon as I got signed to United, he was with us for, I think, 2 months at that time before they decided to go separate ways with him. But, you know, he's one of my favorite players I've ever worked with. He has one of the best work ethics in the league. You know, this guy's always on, he's always grinding, and, you know, he always has a really good mindset when it comes to things. And players like Assault and GodRx are also players who, you know, fit that same style. You know, they're really level-headed, and they don't really get too mad or angry, you know, when things don't go their way.
Brian, what should the fans know about how you're going to coach this team?
I mean, in terms of coaching this team, I just plan on bringing a lot of structure to the team. I mean, with franchising, you know, I have a lot of freedom in terms of how I want to structure things. I have a lot of great ideas for, like, a support staff with, like, an assistant coach, an analyst, and so on and so such. And I think I can just, you know, bring everything together.
So for anyone that's not familiar with how a coach functions in Call of Duty or esports compared to traditional sports, how do you put that in perspective for them?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of parallels between coaching in esports and coaching in actual sports. If you look at the NBA and you look at Call of Duty, I mean, just the style of, you know, both sports, you know, there's a ton of parallels between the two. They're both 5v5. They're both very fluent and dynamic, you know, with set and defined roles. So I want to bring over a lot of, you know, coaching strategies and philosophies from the NBA and, you know, just bring them to Call of Duty and just, you know, having someone outside of the team to, you know, to be a voice of reason and to keep structure inside of things is, you know, I think it's really critical to a team's success and, you know, making sure they don't go down a path of, like, no return once, like, people start getting angry and, you know, the bond between the team gets broken. I think having a coach really kind of keeps that intact.
I'm Brett Diamond, here with Brian St. Baraska, new head coach of the Minnesota Call of Duty team. Can I say it once and actually say the name and then we can bleep it out? Would that be cool?
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Do it.
Thanks for the courtesy laugh. I'm Brett Diamond, here with Brian St. Baraska, new head coach of Minnesota.
Censor.